Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Summer solstice is this week. It's Thursday. And I just got back from a family vacation. What do those have in common? They both take a long time. They are long days. Summer solstice is longest of the year, but family vacations also seem pretty long. But I'm back. It's good to be back. Thank you for letting me have that little hiatus there. It was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, all week we're just going to look at things that take a long time. Today we're going to look at the five video games that take the longest to complete. Now, for this, we're only going to do one game from each franchise, just because, you know, that's usually how we do things, so that's how we want to keep it going. Now, this list that I got is from a UK newspaper called The Sun. It was an article they posted just a couple of months ago, so pretty up-to-date and pretty good. So yeah, I'm excited. Now, surprise, most of these are RPGs. I'm not a huge RPG fan, and this might be the reason why, because I don't want to spend half my life playing this game. But number five is going to be Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition. Now, Fallout 4 first came out back in 2015. Last week at E3, they announced, didn't announce, but they confirmed and did dates and everything for Fallout 76. The Game of the Year edition came out later on, and it had all of the DLCs and everything like that, which, yay. I mean, you know, you get everything in one nice little package. There was a total of six DLCs on it. And yeah, all of that comes in 228 hours. That's a lot. I'm impressed. I know some people who have got completions on that, and that's 9.5 days. So kudos to them. That is a long time. You know, really, Fallout 4, you're dealing with post-apocalyptic fallout from radiation and things, and you're in the Boston area, which they call the Commonwealth, and a lot of people just really, really enjoy this game. I have friends, like I said, that just love, absolutely love Fallout. I never really got into it, but the new one, Fallout 76, looks pretty cool, actually. I'll have to see the reviews and stuff on it and see how it checks out before I get it, but I should know that I'm going to be in for a long time of playing. Number four is going to be Xenoblade Chronicles X at 285 hours. This game came out also in 2015. Apparently that was a good year for long games. And it came out on the Wii U. Logging in at almost 12 days to complete. You know, that's a lot. Xenoblade Chronicles have been around for a while. There's, you know, they were really big on Wii and Wii U. Won awards as some of the best games for the system. And rightfully so. You know, if you're a big kind of JRPG, giant things fighting other giant things with crazy swords and crazy weapons, Xenoblade Chronicles is totally for you. It is right up that alley, and it's a beautiful game. You know, I really think it helped push what the Wii and Wii U could do, you know, to its limits. And yeah, the gameplay and stuff I've seen just looked absolutely stunning and gorgeous. And I don't know if there's a new one coming out anytime soon. There was the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 that came out last year on the Switch, but I don't think it did quite as well. It didn't do bad, but not great. So we'll see if they go do like Mega Man and do an X2 or what they do. Number three is going to be Animal Crossing New Leaf at 388 hours. And I know you're thinking, wait a minute, Animal Crossing? That's that really cutesy kind of game. Well, yeah, but there's so many side quests, and a lot of them, there's no skill. It's complete luck-based. So this game that came out back in 2013 and re-released in 2016, you're just going to have to luck of the draw. You know, this was an average time that they did for it, but over 16 days, if you can imagine that, there's very few games I've logged that much time into. Halo, Battletoads, Mario Brothers 3, things like that are the kind of games that I'll play a lot. But yeah, Animal Crossing, you're just going around trying to build your town, make friends, earn money, pay your rent, DJ, do whatever you need to do. And as you get farther and farther, pardon the pun, down the rabbit hole, there's more to do, and it consumes you, and there's just always more, always more, always more. But you enjoy it. Like I said, I don't think I would ever get a completion on something like this, because it is luck-based. I would probably just get mad and rage quit, but, you know, people who enjoy it, again, they do really, really enjoy these games, and, hey, to each their own, I guess. Coming in at number two is going to be Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind Game of the Year Edition, coming in at a whopping, again, 17 days, 399 hours. I remember when this game came out on Xbox back in 2002, and it really showed off what the Xbox could do. You know, since then, we've had other Elder Scrolls game. There was Oblivion after this, and then Skyrim, famously. But this game really just took everything and threw it against the wall and was like, hey, look what all we can do. Look at all these amazing things. It really was an important game because it helped show that consoles can do the PC gaming. You know, you also had Halo and stuff showing that they can do the first person stuff. Well, this was showing that all your big MMO RPGs could be ran on home console as well. So it's a really, really important game. Is it 400 hours important? Meh, I don't know about all that. But to put it in comparison, they have Skyrim coming at 224. So almost half the time. Just a little over half the time to compare, to complete that one. It's crazy. But, you know, now there's the Elder Scrolls Online and everything, and people love them. Again, none of these games I ever really got into, which is kind of sad for me, I guess, but oh well. Number one, though, the number one game that takes the longest time to beat is going to be Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate at 693 hours. That's almost 30 days. That's a month. It'll take you longer than the month of February to get a completion on that. Yeah, and that's, you know, we're talking completions here. This is 100% complete. Get everything, all the side quests, all the missions, all of it knocked out. Monster Hunter on their list also came in second with Freedom Unite at 441 hours. Also came in fourth on their list with Hunter 4 Ultimate. It's weird how the older games are taking longer to complete than the newer games. I don't understand that. But yeah, close to 700 hours. If you played Monster Hunter, you know what it's about. Even if you haven't played it, you can probably guess you're hunting monsters. This game first came out here in the States in 2010 on the Wii, and then on the 3DS and Wii U in 2013, they re-released it, updated, and made some things look pretty and stuff. Yeah, you're just going around. You have to find the certain monsters that meet whatever, and then you have to be able to defeat said monsters, but you can't always defeat said monsters, and it's just crazy, and all sorts of stuff too. I had an old roommate who loved this game. And I would sit there and watch him play. And it was a lot of fun, you know, like trying to figure out where this was and that was and how you do this and what path you need to go on. But I would get up and walk away just because, you know, again, 700 hours on a game seems like an awful lot for me. So, like I said, to each their own. Let us know, what are some of your favorite games that take forever? I mean, I did well to put like 45 hours in on a completion in Red Dead. So let me know, what's the longest you've played a game? Let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. Lots of great things going on. Also, whatever you're listening to us on, make sure to hit that little like, comment, subscribe button. All the buttons. Just click away. That way, if you subscribe, you get not only this show, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Lots of great things going on, like I said, just everywhere. We're really excited about the stuff we have for you coming up. But if you want to email me, like I said, we can talk about time. Nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. But other than that, that's going to be it for me today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.